This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 507.5, up 5.5. July corn, 512.5, up 5.75. September corion, 508.5, up 6.5. May soybeans, 1484.5, up 20.5. July soybeans, 1457.25, up 27.75. August soybeans, 1380.25, up 19.25. May wheat, 685.25, down 12. July wheat, 690, down 11.5. September wheat, 697.75, down 11. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon. Tight old Clark crop supplies keep pushing soybeans higher. Chance of rains on the spring wheat areas weighed in on wheat prices, and corn found strength in fund buying. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents higher at $4.74 to $5. Soybean bids were 21 to 28 cents higher at $14.49 to $14.82. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents higher at $4.75 to $5.03. Soybean bids were 21 to 24 cents higher at $14.79 to $14.90. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 cents higher at $4.82 to $5.21. Soybean bids were 20 to 21 cents higher at $14.70 to $15.01. Wheat bids were 12 to 21 cents lower at $6.56 to $7.02. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 21 cents higher at $14.95 to $15.25. Basis was steady to 10 at 10 to 40 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.97.70 to $5.32.70 a ton, and that was $3.40 higher, with the basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 6 cents higher at $4.96 to $5.14, with the basis steady at 12 under to 6 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents higher at $5.07 to $5.12, the basis steady to 2 lower at 1 under to 4 over the May. Soybeans ended 13 to 15 cents higher at $14.75 to $14.87, with the basis 6 to 8 cents lower at 10 under to 2 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 7 to 12 cents lower at $6.60 to $6.65, with the basis steady to 5 higher at 25 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents higher at $5.29 to $5.31. These elevators raised their soybean prices 4 to 16 cents with quotations of $14.95 to $15.10. Soft wheat closed 19 to 20 cents lower at $7.10 to $7.14, and Milo ended the day 4 to 6 cents higher at $5.26 to $5.33. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was $4.62 to $4.81, and soybeans $11.54 to $11.93. In the central part of the state, corn was $4.66 to $4.84, and soybeans were $11.74 to $11.97. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.67 to $4.81, soybeans were $11.76 to $12.07, and wheat was $6.46 to $6.73. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144.75, down $1.10. June live cattle, 136.47, down $1.02. August live cattle, 133.97, down 57 cents. April feeder cattle, 176.45, down 57 cents. May feeder cattle, 176.77, down $1.07. August feeder cattle, 178.37, down $1.02. April lean hogs, 127.80, up $1.80. May lean hogs, 125.50, up $1.50. June lean hogs, 127.60, up 42 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 1st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 46 cents higher in the range of 114 to 128, with the weighted average carcass price of 124.24. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 85 to 88, 4 to 5 weights of 87 to 97, 5 to 6 weights 89 to 98, and 600 pounds and up were 90 to 100. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at a country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from 90 to 97. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,751 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 286 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 132.63, and that was 5 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $232.54, that was $1.25 lower, and select carcasses were $222.95, and that was $208 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000, that compared to 118,000 last week and 120,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 415,000, which compared to 418,000 last week and 426,000 a year ago. Now for the report from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction for Monday, March 31st. Starting with the receipts, they had 1,715 bales. Starting with the alfalfa premium quality, small squares were $550 to $685. Large squares were $75 to $95. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares were $5.75 to $8 a bale. And alfalfa mixed grass, premium quality small squares, $5.75. Orchard grass, good quality small squares, $2.50 to $3.75. And the large squares, $17 to $27. Mixed grass, good quality small squares were $1.85 to $3 a bale. Large squares were $13 to $19 a bale, and large rounds, $30. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $1.50, and large squares were $7.50. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April and May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.98. April and May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.89. April and May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.74. April and May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.63. And April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.78. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.98. Corn at Scottville is $4.89. Beans at Greenfield are $14.74. Beans at Scottville are $14.63. And wheat at Scottville is $6.78. The European Union claims dairy products with certain names, for instance, Parmesan cheese, are geographic indicators and can only be properly displayed on products in certain areas of Europe. American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson says this issue is similar to a wine agreement between the EU and the U.S. many years ago, restricting the use of the name Champagne because it's from a certain area of France.
That is the approach that is under negotiation here at American Farm Bureau, working with people in the dairy industry and other industries. This works into the meat industry also. Think of the use of the word Bologna, which is a city in Italy, how that would affect the marketing, the familiarity of names that we have for everyday products.
The EU already has tariffs and standard issues that make it difficult to export U.S. dairy products there, but Salmonson says the naming issue could add to these trade barriers.
This is a part of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership negotiation. This issue does crop up in other areas, but it's really focusing now into that negotiation, which covers a lot of issue areas and barriers to our beef, pork, and poultry exports. And geographic indicators is another one of a list of issues in this overall negotiation.
More than 50 U.S. senators have written a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack opposing the use of geographic indicators. Salmonson says Farm Bureau is working to ensure the U.S. government is fully aware of the industry's concerns as negotiations move forward. The Planting Intentions Report was released by the USDA on Monday, but that does not necessarily mean that farmers are going to stick to it. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, about the Planting Intentions Report and what could happen that would cause farmers to change their planting intentions.
Well, USDA pegging corn acres at 91.7 million acres, which is where I had them pegged, and about a little over a million acres below where the industry was at. And what that did is assure the industry that we are pulling back on acres to try to avoid building stocks in the year ahead. When we look at the soybeans, it came in at about 81.5 million acres. The trade was looking for something a little bit smaller than that, 81.1 million acres, not a big difference. But certainly we are making this shift from corn to soybeans. I think soybeans probably have the greatest potential to increase acres, particularly if the Midwest stays cold and wet even through much of the spring, and maybe we'll see a few more acres shifted over to soybeans. All wheat acres coming in at 55.8 million acres. The trade was looking for 56.3, so a little fewer wheat acres than what was anticipated. And overall, that should have been providing some support for wheat, but wheat has other dynamics going on right now that are creating some weakness there.
Are you optimistic that based on the intentions numbers, we'll be able to build up supplies of soybeans and wheat and be aggressive in trading those in the future?
Well, I think if you look at the acreage numbers of all three of the major crops, they are sufficient levels that if we get trend or higher yields, we can maintain or build stocks in the coming years. Now, from an end-user standpoint, that's good news, meaning lower prices in the months ahead. If you're a producer, that means we need to be taking advantage of this rally to put some price protection in place at a time when the market's building in some risk premium. But these acreage levels are also at a point where we could see things go in either direction, above trend yields, and you could build supplies, below trend yields, and it wouldn't take very long at all, or very much below trend yields, and suddenly you'd be very tight once again. So what it shows is that weather is going to be king once again, and in the end, growing season weather that produces yields is going to have a bigger impact than what these acreage numbers are.
Right, and some farmers are worried that it's not going to warm up fast enough. We're going to get out there a little late, going to have a slow start. How do you view a slow start would impact the planting intentions?
Well, the normal default direction is, as we go into the acreage mixes and how they adjust, is that we tend to see the corn acres from the March numbers go up and soybeans down because as we're planting, it's going in the ground. Well, we'll just throw in another unit of corn and plant just a little bit more corn than what we thought. But under the current weather pattern for this spring, it would seem that we'd have higher odds that we'll go the other way. We'll get tired of waiting on the corn, and maybe that last few percentages acres won't get planted of corn, and we'll switch to soybeans instead.
With all of our planting intentions out and everything, let's take a look at our competitor. How's Brazil doing?
Well, Brazil continues to be able to move along with its harvest and make good progress. It's periodically having periods where rains are slowing down the harvest, but it's still getting the job done, and those rains are helping their second crops, the safrinha corn, the safrinha soybeans, and the safrinha wheat, which is what they call their second crop. It's helping it to do well and have some good yield objectives. I think with the late planting, particularly in northern and western areas, which are its most productive, particularly in Mato Grosso, we didn't get the corn acres that they would like to have gotten, and so we're seeing more second crop soybeans and more second crop wheat. So that's becoming a tremendous wheat producing area now as well. So probably going to see lower corn exports from Brazil in the second half of this year than what we saw last year. Less competition for U.S. corn. That should be good for U.S. corn exports, but we'll probably see that export business for wheat that's been boosting our wheat prices start to dry up at that point as they become more self-sufficient in wheat. And the extra second crop soybeans are going to help offset some of the losses they had due to adverse weather in their first crop.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. As farmers head out into the fields, everyone will have to be a bit more careful and watch for equipment on the roadways. One problem this year, though, is the winter was particularly harsh in terms of road heaving. I spoke with president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, about the current road conditions.
This is not going to be a good year. I mean, you know, when the snow plows go out and they're plowing snow and they plow up that 2-inch layer of asphalt at the same time, you know, it's not good because of the extreme weather conditions, the makeup of the subsurface or whatever you want to call it here in central Illinois. You know, it's great, you know, the land we live in, at least the land around here, it's great for farming and it's horrible for road building. Any engineer will tell you it's not like in other parts of the country where you have a real firm roadbed. We've got a lousy roadbed because of the soil, and we get a lot of heaving and we get a lot of buckling. Right now it's like a sponge. You go out there, it's like walking on a sponge. And think about it, any other vehicle going on that roadway, it is not going to be good news. You know, during the colder months, January and February, you know, when the ground was frozen solid, you could do anything you wanted to because of the fact that everything was frozen. But you know, when the temperatures start inching up and the sun, you know, starts hitting it a little bit more and warms up that soil, well, you know, we're having major issues with the roadway. So the big thing is the signs that are posting the freeze saw, you know, respect those. Number two, use common sense when you're going to be on a roadway, especially on some of these township roads. You know, they're oil and chip. They're nothing else. And you take a heavy truck on those roadways and you can destroy it. So, you know, use some common sense. You're going to be taking farm equipment out there. Same thing. Think about how you're going to drive that equipment on that roadbed. Nudge it over to the side if you can. Keep it off the roadbed if all possible. I mean, the big thing is trying to save what we have out there because there's not much money out there to fix them. So use a little common sense.
And especially with planting season coming up, we are going to be expecting to see some heavy farm vehicles out on those roads.
And our problem this year especially is that because of the, a couple of things. You know, we had an early winter. A lot of farmers were late getting out of the field, so they couldn't do any, they couldn't do anything in the fields, you know, after harvest if they wanted to. And because of the extended winter, it's going to be late getting into those fields. And a lot of those farmers are, you know, are watching it. You know, the ground temperature as of yesterday, I think, was 44 degrees at the 4-inch level. So we got a long way to go before they can start doing any prep work or applying anything out there. So people are going to be itchy to get out there. And when they do, be extra careful because there's going to be a lot of traffic out there.
Again, that was president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.